Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast. Brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, to hit hai. Theme-based podcast.
The 96th edition of the Academy Awards concluded with Oppenheimer sweeping home 7 wins, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor. Christopher Nolan, Cillian Murphy, and Robert Downey Jr. took home their first Oscar for their incredible work in Oppenheimer, while Emma Stone emerged victorious as Best Actress for her remarkable performance in Poor Things. The glamorous event at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood was a straightforward affair, devoid of shock upsets. While this year's event may have steered away from controversies, the Academy Awards have a long history of snubbing the favorites. For today's List Hai Toh Hit Hai podcast, we have curated a list of the biggest snubs of all time. Let's get on with it. After the incredible success of Schindler's List, Steven Spielberg was poised to win big yet again in 1999 for the iconic World War II film Saving Private Ryan. However, despite Spielberg winning Best Director and the film taking home a total of 5 Oscars, Saving Private Ryan did not win Best Picture. In a shocking turn of events, the Academy decided to award Shakespeare in Love with Best Picture. Next up, Christopher Nolan has finally won Best Director and Best Picture after helming Oscar-worthy films for more than 2 decades. While it could be argued that most of his films were snubbed before Oppenheimer bagged 7 Oscars this year, it is the Academy's shocking omission of The Dark Knight in 2009 that was simply unforgivable. The 2008 film is widely regarded as one of the greatest films ever made, and it is arguably Nolan's best film. Despite Heath Ledger winning Best Supporting Actor for his legendary performance as the Joker and Richard King for sound editing, The Dark Knight was not even nominated for any of the major categories when Danny Boyle's Slumdog Millionaire swept home the top honors that year. Another Heath Ledger film makes this list, and it is Ang Lee's gay romance drama Brokeback Mountain. Despite its status as a groundbreaking film, starring Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, the film shockingly lost Best Picture to the 2004 anthology drama Crash. In the years that followed, the Academy was scrutinized for allegedly deliberately overlooking a film that revolves around the homosexual relationship between two cowboys. Moving on, Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather Part II is arguably one of the greatest films of all time, with Al Pacino delivering one of his career-best performances as Michael Corleone. The film won 6 Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Director, but Al Pacino failed to win Best Actor. The award was instead given to Art Carney for his lead role in Harry and Tonto. In yet another major Best Actor snub, Liam Neeson failed to win the award in 1994 for his compelling turn as Oscar Schindler in Steven Spielberg's iconic film Schindler's List. While it could be argued that Tom Hanks was a worthy winner of the accolade for his riveting performance in Philadelphia, many believe that Neeson deserved it more for the biographical film. Next up, Denis Villeneuve's Dune Part 2 is on course to become one of the biggest blockbusters of 2024, and it is expected to win big at next year's Academy Awards. The first film of Villeneuve's proposed trilogy based on Frank Herbert's iconic novels won an incredible 6 awards at the 2022 Oscars. However, Dune Part 1 failed to win Best Picture, while Villeneuve did not even receive a nomination for Best Director. Next up, the Academy has been criticized in the past for its alleged failure to acknowledge women of color. The most common example critics point towards is the snub of Pam Grier for her iconic lead role in Quentin Tarantino's cult classic, Jackie Brown. Grier delivered one of the finest performances that surely deserved at least a nomination. Time now to look at the last one. The 1980 Martin Scorsese film Raging Bull firmly established lead star Robert De Niro as a bona fide Hollywood star. De Niro won an Oscar for Best Actor for his outstanding performance, but the film and its director lost out to Robert Redford for his film Ordinary People for Best Director and Best Film. 40 years later, it remains one of the biggest snubs in Oscar history.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.